Blackstone presents Gentlemen of Jazz, A Life in Music by Ramsey Lewis with Aaron Cohen. This book is narrated by Dion Graham. Foreword. Meeting Ramsey. When I worked with Ramsey Lewis on this memoir, I never explicitly asked what home meant to him. But during our conversations, we regularly doubled back to the idea. This was during the months when I visited him almost weekly in his bright and spacious condominium in Chicago's Streeterville neighborhood, and later when we moved our conversations to Zoom. With his Steinway piano nearby, his wife Jan working on one of her richly detailed painted wooden bowls in the next room, and Lake Michigan just a few blocks to the east, I did not need to ask about the deep meaning of the domestic world they had built. We did talk about his childhood home, which was a short drive or longish walk west from the dining room counter where we sat. Ramsey grew up in the low-rise Cabrini Homes housing projects, before they became known as Cabrini Green, and his loving, working-class parents saw him become a jazz star. But the money, prestige, global touring, and fame that came his way never tempted him to leave his beloved Chicago, where he raised his own family. This family was also a big reason why Ramsey invited me to his place to begin this project, Gentlemen of Jazz. "I'm not going to be around forever and ever," Ramsey said. "I would like something left behind that tells my story. Who I am, where I've been, what I think, what I feel. For my kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, and others. 30 years from now, they'll say, 'Let me check his book out. My mom and dad used to talk about him.'" Ramsey's passing on September 12, 2022, at the age of 87, meant that he was not able to see this book in people's hands. I miss my friend and the many warm, forthright, and funny things he would always say. As a devoted reader himself, I believe that producing a book detailing his experiences would have fulfilled a lifelong dream. He was able to comment on several of the chapters as they were in the writing stages, and seeing his words on the page brought up more memories, which were then added to the manuscript. Early on, as we mapped out the book, he also wanted to include other voices to tell his story, ranging from friends and family to producers and musical teammates. The anecdotes they tell range from how Ramsey crafted some of his key albums to how he formatted his widely followed radio programs. While some of the outside memories differed from his own, he never altered their perspectives. Honesty was one of his core values. Another one of those values was community, especially within Ramsey's bands and recording studios and on the road. These people had different personalities, backgrounds, attitudes, and beliefs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?